Summary of Sunni concepts. Equality, differentiation, and the truth of each of them. Absolute equality is impossible legally and rationally. As for equality in what is possible, this is right and justice. What makes clear what equality is permissible and what is not permissible is the Sharia. Equality in freedom, justice, and all other public rights and public duties are preserved and protected by Sharia law. Whatever else is differentiated, its criterion is according to its type. The criterion of differentiation before God Almighty is piety. O people, we created you from a male and a female. And we made you into peoples and tribes so that you may know one another. The most honorable of you in the sight of God is the most pious of you. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab. Nor for a non-Arab over an Arab. No red on black. Nor black on red. Except with piety. The most honorable of you in the sight of God is the most pious of you. As for the differentiation in jobs and appropriateness, its criteria should be competence and honesty. One of them said, Father, you are renting. The best person to hire is the strong and trustworthy. As for the difference in livelihood, wealth, and poverty, understanding, perception, and other divine matters, it happens according to God's will and wisdom. We divided among them their livelihood in this worldly life. And we raised some of them above others in degrees. To make fun of each other. God Almighty told a story about one of his prophets in describing Talut. God chose him over you and increased him abundantly in knowledge and body. And God gives his kingdom to whomever he wishes. And God is all-encompassing and all-knowing. With this Islamic equality. Stop bragging about your lineage. A promise from pre-Islamic times. Nationalism became an ignorant claim. While people are still in the world, they suffer from the impact of racial discrimination.